Hello, what is going on? Hunter Sharnesky here, owner and founder of Freak Factory Barbell and Sports Performance and president of SharneskyPower.com. I have to be honest with you, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. Hopefully this thing is on. Hopefully it's working. All right, everything's going according to plan. Now, do I have the audacity or perhaps the hubris to call this a podcast? No, of course not. But what I would like to accomplish with this is hopefully expand my reach a little bit. I consider myself to be dangerous with the written word, and I am trying to get better with audio and video. So I wrote an article on my own blog site, SharneskyPower.com, talking about my three biggest takeaways from 2017. And I just wanted to briefly touch on those points there, and hopefully somebody finds some significance or value out of it as they head into 2018. And the first takeaway for me from this past year was to stop trying to be significant. And I don't even know how to quantify try, right? We either do things or we don't. It's like Yoda said. And for some, whatever reason it might have been, probably my own insecurities, if I wasn't on a podcast or if I wasn't writing for SimplyFactory.com or Power Magazine, I felt like I wasn't being significant. I wasn't making an impact. If I wasn't in the limelight, I wasn't doing anything worth anything. And I realized how incredibly stupid that is, because in order to be significant, all I had to do was look in front of my face. Because every day I get to work with some of the most amazing young people from the ages of 8 to 18 and help them along their path on the journey from good to great. That alone is significance. So my first task this year is to just, you know, focus on what's in front of me. And that is the kids that I am so blessed to work with every single day. So I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to do the work. And remember, what you seek is also seeking you. The second part would definitely be discipline equals freedom as my second biggest takeaway from 2017, without a doubt. In the beginning of 2017, I thought I was leading a disciplined lifestyle by waking up at 6:30, sometimes 7 a.m., lackadaisically beginning my day with coffee and going on the deck. In reality, the day was starting me rather than me starting the day. And then I would always complain that I didn't have enough time. And I decided one day that I'm going to make time by rising at 4:30 a.m. And when that alarm goes off at 4:30 a.m. with merciless accuracy, you have two choices, right? You can go back to bed, or you can rise and start your day. And if you rise and start your day, well, that's the first test you just completed for your day. And you know, I can guarantee you that you will have bought yourself some free time later in the day if you get up and get some shit done earlier in the morning. But once you start doing it for a while, I think you're going to realize that that free time is just going to turn into more and more opportunities to pursue your dreams. So definitely my second biggest takeaway was discipline equals freedom. Lastly, it would be skill over passion. Now, my passion is writing. But if I tell you about, and Steve Jobs said it, many other people say it, chase your passion. I think that's dangerous advice. If I were to chase my passion right now, which would be writing, my staff would be out of work, my business would go under, no bills would be paid, and I would be homeless. So I definitely have a skill of making people faster and stronger, and it is my hope that I can use that skill, right, of making kids faster and stronger and athletes as the vehicle to drive me to my passion. So am I saying don't have a passion? No, absolutely. Have a passion. Passion's what gets you out of bed in the morning. But skills pay the bills. Remember that. Skills definitely pay the bills. So whatever your passion is, I know you have something that you're good at as well. Use that as the vehicle towards your passion. All right. Looks like I have a time limit on this thing. So with that, I'll sign off. You can follow me at Hunter_Sharnesky. And that's all for now, guys. Hunter Sharnesky, president of SharneskyPower.com, signing off.